Podcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Revelation, and we're in chapters 6 and 8. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. The Bible says, and the fifth angel sounded in verse 1 of chapter 9. It says, and when it sounded, there was a star, which is an angel, fall from heaven. And he had a key to open the bottomless pit. There's a place called CERN. I think it's in Switzerland. And they've made this tunnel, and they've got down in there some kind of a, you know, hole breaker in the fabric of time and space. They want to open up the other side. They were going to do it about 5 or 10 years ago. When they flipped the switch, the power went out. They couldn't do it. They just couldn't do it. Because why? Because it wasn't time yet. But whatever's going to happen there, there's some pretty crazy stuff being tried all over the earth. You've got things like transhumanism. How many of you have seen the picture of the ear on the back of a mouse? You seen that? Cloning stuff going on? You've got people who are putting human livers inside of pigs. I said last week something about, you guys all remember about pig. It was pig because I was thinking about all these pigs are being used for heart transplants and all the kinds of things. What it was Dolly the sheep that was cloned, and everybody was like, oh, that's crazy. Did you know Barbara Streisand recently cloned her dog? Twice? She got two of them. She's watching them. Because she had the money to do it. My point is they're doing stuff that you don't hear about every day, because if you heard about it, it would freak you out. And there's more to say about it, but this says he's going to open this pit. Now, when he opens this pit, what is this pit? Well, Jude and 2 Peter talk about this place where the angels before the flood were put in chains because they left their proper estate. And they went whoring after strange women. And what is believed by many is that they went in there manipulating things and creating giants. We heard of giants in the land in those days. Israel was afraid to go into Canaan because of giants. We find that God says, you know, the whole earth was corrupt. It was filled with wickedness. You read it, chapter 6, you just get a little vignette. There was violence, and there was a Nephilim or some kind of an angelic being. What happened to them? Well, all the people died. That's where your fossil fuels come from. It's all those humans and animals that got crushed and turned into oil. They were all wiped out except 8 souls. All of them are wiped out. That's why we have fossils. Fossils don't happen naturally. A dog dies on the side of the road, it decays, it goes away, it doesn't get hard and become a, you know, rock and you have a perfect picture of one. No, that was the flood. Well, what happened to the angels? Well, they don't die like we die. They just go to the lake of fire and they burn forever because they are spirits, not humans manifested. They need a body. Well, where they were is they were placed in some kind of a chain in the bottomless pit. And during the tribulation, in chapter 8, it says that woe be unto these people because some really bad things are going to happen. And during the tribulation, there's going to be an opening of a bottomless pit. And I did overlook a number of these because I thought it was the next chapter. Verse 7 of chapter 8 says that there was a sounding of one of those trumpets. And what happened was the grass and the vegetation was burned up by a third. So you just took a third of the agriculture out. Verse 8 says, a third of the sea became blood. So there's a bunch of the sea, and all these creatures in verse 9 died, and the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and a great star falls on the earth, and it's a star that makes all the rivers, at the end of verse 10, all of the rivers are going to be made bitter. Because this star is going to fall, it's going to somehow corrupt the entire water source. Why? Because it says that they took our blood and God's going to give them blood to drink and he's going to give them bitter waters. This is all God's stuff. It's all God's stuff. It's God's vegetation. The Bible says God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. The whole earth is mine and the fullness thereof is mine. And so when somebody goes in there and they just start, you know, shoving food in their face and throwing back all of the goods and stuff of this world and enjoying it, like it's theirs, I have my rights. What happens? God says, I've had enough. I'm not going to sustain your army. You guys have risen up against me. Then so a third of the waters were made bitter, verse 11. Verse 12 says, the fourth angel sounded, sun was smitten, and the third part of the day was darkened. We did hear about something about darkening, didn't we? But look at verse 13. It says, woe, 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 because there's three more woes. That was four. There's 7 trumpets. The first one is opening this bottomless pit in chapter 9, verse 2. And I call these the worst of the worst. And the worst of the worst are in the bottomless pit, and they are released. And there's so many of them, it's like a horde of locusts. And the Bible says that the sun in the air was darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. In verse 2 and in verse 3 it says, and there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, And unto them was given power like as unto scorpions on the earth, and they have power. And what is their job? Verse 4, it says they're going to come and not hurt the grass, but only those men, verse 4, which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. I like the fact that people can still be saved during this time. But just because a person is saved during this time does not mean that they're not going to suffer during this time. The Bible says he that endures to the end will be saved, but the seal does not exempt them from the pangs of this terrible, terrible time. You will see that if you go back and read chapter 7, because that great multitude coming out will neither thirst no more, the sun won't strike on them anymore, they're going to be hurting. They're going to be like Leroy Brown with a couple pieces missing. They're going to stumble into the millennial kingdom, or they're going to go in through the martyrdom door, but it's not going to be an easy demise for them. They're going to have a hard time getting food, have a hard time getting help. Verse 5 says, these worst of the worst demons who are now released are going to torment men for 5 months. Now that's a starting point and ending point. That's very interesting because what's really happening here is those people who said, I'm the master of my own universe, they're going to be zapped for 5 months by the demons, getting them into lockstep with their plan. And what is their plan? It's to serve the devil, whose plan is to take the Antichrist, put him up there, and then inhabit him and have everybody worship him through the Antichrist. You see, the devil is a counterfeiter. He's never done anything original. He's only taken things God does, and he mimics them. He will be Father, and the Antichrist will be Son, and the false prophet will be like the Holy Ghost. He will have his own unholy trinity. We will see that later. But what I want you to see here is that he also has a legion of individuals he hasn't been able to use for a long time. So all the nasty you're seeing right now, these are the B-team, man. B-team's the one who's tearing down your statues, your memories. Back when you had the thing in Libya and they were trying to destroy all of the antiquity down there. And you see this first thing you do, destroy the history because everything's about right now. So we find that these are the B-team and this is the A-team. And when they're unleashed, there's nobody to withstand them. It's not a flood and they're dissociated and God grabs them and says, now you go put you in chains. This is release and everything's free. Everything's free. Have as much as you like, demons. You've been down here a long time. Can you see the devil at the door? Apollyon. He says his name is called Apollyon down in the passage. And what we see is he's basically standing there saying, go. You got 5 months. Have a party. We'll get back to the main course here a little bit later. So he's going to torment man 5 months, just like when a scorpion striketh a man. It's going to be torment. The Bible says in verse 6, and in those days men shall seek death and shall not find it. They shall desire to die and death shall flee from them. They can't even kill themselves. Bible says in verse 7, it says, the shapes of these locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. On their heads were crowns like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. The word crowns is the word Stephanus, not the word that has to do with a regal crown, a kingly crown. It's the word Stephanus, like you think of those little laurels that they would wear in cartoons we grew up with different people at the Roman games or whatever. These are wand crowns, like you'd win in the Olympic games back in the day. And they had crowns. Why? Because these were the worst of the worst. These guys had stripes, man. This was A-team. And their faces were like the faces of men. Their hair was like the hair of women. And in verse 9 it says, the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to the battle. But somebody, yeah, they're all spitballing and trying to figure out, what are these? We don't know because we've not had this. Because God did what? God said, all of you guys who couldn't mind yourself and stay out and meddling with the humans, you're going into a pit. The rest of them have been scared ever since. That's why when Jesus showed up, the demons would run to him and say, don't send us to the pit before it's time. Have you come to torment us before it's time? They know it's time. The devils know it's time. And right now, they're so happy. They're just like moths to a flame. You know, they just keep going in, and pretty soon, one of them gets burned up. That's why they can't keep. They cannot. Demons are just creatures of lust. Bloodlust. Destruction. Destroying. The Bible says in verse 9, that they've got a depiction of them. And to be fair, you have to understand that a lot of this has to do with these locusts are demons. That means that they have faces of men in the sense that probably they've inhabited the men. Long hair has come to be known, not what it used to be. You know, when you see people in Britain wearing long hair and wigs, they were doing an homage to the Nazarites who devoted themselves to the law. And they were saying, we don't do anything, we don't care about our hair. And they'd wear a mop after a while. They weren't letting their hair grow. They would just wear their hair long in a judicial sense. But these guys wear it as a banner of rebellion. And the Bible says, and the sound of their wings are as the sound of chariots of many horses running to the battle. And Bottom line, we don't know. Some people say, well, there's war there. It's got to be. There's battle mentioned, and they're running to it. And battle mentioned back up in verse 7. Battle mentioned in verse 9. And so, yes, probably there's some war going on. In fact, we know that some of the Egyptian states are not going to get in tow. And we know also, as we see this passage unfold, that the Chinese are probably going to be a significant thorn in the side of the Antichrist. The Bible says after this that these locust-like horde are going to have a king over them whose name is Abaddon and whose name is Apollyon. Notice Hebrew tongue and Apollyon in the Greek. You know what that's telling you? It's probably the only place you'll see it so starkly, but it's important to study the languages. That's what that's saying. Because there's a little nuance from each language that you get. And if you're reading the Old Testament in the Greek, because it was written in Hebrew, a little bit Aramaic, that's fine. But read it in the Hebrew too. Find out what the Hebrew word. I know you can't know these languages, but you've got a lot of tools. You can figure it out. So I just give you that as a little passing by thing. Verse 12 says, one woe is past. That's just one. 5 months of complete torment. They're not even in hell yet. Torment. 5 months. Get in lockstep. Bible says, one woe is past. Verse 13, it says, and the sixth angel sounded. What happened? Loose the four angels. Verse 14. God gives the word. Loose the four angels that are in the great Euphrates. The word Euphrates means good river. It's a good river. It's a huge river. It's a good river. It's where so many of those nation states down there in the Middle East are watered from. And if somebody has a lock up here, it can mess everybody up. So there's a lot of geopolitical issues here. Not only that, but it becomes a great fence or barrier from the kings of the East coming over. Keeps India, keeps China in check, because it's hard to get across things. And that's what this is. This is that. He says, I'm going to loose these four angels. And they were prepared, verse 15, for an hour, a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay a third part of men. And he says, and I saw the number of the army of the horsemen. Now, that was a third part of men. We saw a third part of vegetation, third part of the water, third part of the sea. Now we're seeing a third part of men. That's a lot of men. These angels are going to be released, which is probably the drying up of this Euphrates River. And the Bible says, and I saw the number of the army of horsemen were 200,000. That's 200 million man army. It was only back in the 80s or 90s, something like that, where they actually came to that in China, where they had that big of an army. Now 200 million man army is a lot different than it was then, because our weaponry is more sophisticated than it ever had been. So now one man's worth what? If you've got drones and you've got all that going on. And it says, and thus I saw the horses, verse 17, in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire, of jacinth and brimstone. Now, fire and brimstone, we understand. Brimstone has the idea of like sulfur. It's like it burns in on itself. It's super hot. And fire is obviously hot. But the word for jacinth is a word that applies to a stone. And it has the idea of red and black. It's color, red and black. Deep orange, deep red and black. And I think China might be suggestive in that characterization of this. And the Bible says, in their heads were as lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. And by these three, there was the third of men killed. So he says it twice. Third of men are going to be killed. Third of men are going to be killed. Verse 15 and verse 18. Third of men. Third of the men on earth are going to be killed. You think it's bad now? Not so much. You think it's coming? Probably. You think it's going to get better? Never. It never gets better, I remember down in Virginia, they were fighting getting liquor down at the local Pizza Hut. We were down there in the mid-80s, and our preacher at the church we were at, he fought that, had a lawyer. They were constantly saying, we don't want that, we want to be a dry county, and they were still fighting the fight. Small potatoes today, right? Big deal. Everybody drinks, right? Right? That's what we think, because we're the church of the Laodicean age. Everybody's okay, you're okay, I'm okay, I don't want to ripple any water. No. Fact is that we fought it and fought it and fought it. And you could fight it every year and they could come back every year. But the moment you lost, you couldn't come back. It doesn't go back. You don't get it back. Gay marriage? Sex defined as whatever somebody feels like they are today? That's what our Supreme Court said a few weeks ago. They said sex means if you are transgender, you get special treatment. So what we're seeing is it can't go back.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.